Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our new friend Erica Fox. Erica is the author of Winning from Within. She is a professor of negotiation and law at Harvard Law School. Her new book is out now, and it's all about a different way of thinking about negotiating, and it really speaks to something, folks, you and I have talked about in the past before, and that is that you have to know your own mind. You have to know what you want. You need to know how far will you go before you go into any negotiation. You got to say, okay, this is what I want, and this is what I will take. And we're going to get Erica to break it down a little bit more precisely, a little bit more elegantly than that. Erica Fox, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations again on the book. WinningFromWithin.com, is that right? Is that the website?
That's right. Jim, thank you again for having me. And following up on what you're telling the listeners, if people want to get a picture of their own big four, we were just talking about the big four inner negotiators,
the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, the vice president of HR, and the operating officer.
Exactly. If you go to winningfromwithin.com, there's a free survey. And it takes 3 minutes, it's 30 quick questions, and it will give you a quick profile of where you come out on these big four, which ones you use a lot, which ones you don't use very much, and it's a quick and fun way to start reflecting on your own inner negotiators.
So will that kind of tell us which one we're more likely to be aligned with based on our personality?
Well, what it'll do, it'll tell you about your habits and tendencies. I tend to stay away from the idea of personality because I think it suggests you can't learn. People will say, I can't have emotional intelligence.
Right.
It's just not me.
Right.
It's my personality.
But don't you think that all of us are more... And the only reason I'm pushing this a little bit, Erica, is because if I know I'm more likely to be the warrior, then as you say, as I learn, as I learn from my mistakes, then I have to say, okay... This is a really delicate situation here. This is something that could really take me down. I need to make, before I go into this negotiation, before I let the warrior go, I need to make sure that maybe I need to rein in the warrior a little bit. In other words, sort of be prepared to put a little extra emphasis on what your natural tendency is if it's not appropriate. What do you think?
I 100% agree with you. Everybody has tendencies and preferences and habits. I just get nervous when we talk about personality. You know, some of the tests people take in businesses, you're red, you're green, you're yellow, you're blue, and then you get put into a box. And what I really want people to know about the big four is, yes, you have strengths, you have tendencies, you might be much more likely to take a tough decision than you are to relate to someone on a personal level. But that doesn't mean you don't have a capacity to relate personally using that inner lever. If you find it difficult to think things through carefully, it's not that you can't, it's that you're not. Do you know what I'm saying? So I think of it
absolutely.
As tendencies, exactly as you say, but I would want everyone to know they have the potential to use any of these four, even if there's some of them they didn't use for 20 years.
Right, right. Well, and the thing that these four will do for you, folks, is they will help you... I think they'll help you come to a more comfortable and a more elegant way of deciding what you want, what you really want. Because, most folks will say that when you go into a negotiation, you've got to say, okay, even though this is what I want, this is as far as I will go. And when you get to that point, if it goes farther than that, then you get up and leave, right?
Look, there's a reason why, in larger businesses, you do have a CEO, but you have a top team. In small businesses, you might have a couple of co-founders. They bounce ideas off of each other.
Yep.
You might just get everybody in the conference room, all five people, saying, what are the best ideas? You might have some conflict, but you get to a better decision. And that same process happens inside of us, if we pay attention. You have different voices, different opinions, but if you listen to all of them, You might have a little bit of conflict, but you will get a better decision in the end.
You also talk about three other people.
Exactly.
The lookout, the captain, the voyager. Tell us about those quickly, please.
Yes. Well, this may be less relevant in some cases to small businesses, but in a bigger business context, I'm making an analogy to a board of directors. So you have your big four who are running the show day to day, but
right.
they're sort of a group of advisors, you know, who are taking a bigger picture over your life and your choices, your career and your home.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the three transformers. And my big picture message would be that you have to have a little bit of distance, just like the board of directors of an organization gives to a company, to take a bigger picture perspective, get out of the day-to-day weeds like your big four are in moment to moment, and putting those seven together is a whole map of your inner life.
You know, I think, folks, what I, Erica, what I like about your book is your book will help a guy like me who loves to negotiate, who negotiate at the drop of a hat. Please, let's do some more negotiation. It'll help me become a lot better negotiator from a by the number standpoint. But it'll also help somebody who's maybe more reticent to negotiate, who doesn't like that so much. It'll help them gain more confidence. What do you think?
Yeah, I really was aiming to create a practical how-to guide that people could understand themselves and their different tendencies, and then lay out some very operational steps that,
hey, Erica,
as you say, veterans or newbies can use.
Congratulations, you did it.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Give us the website again, please.
It is winningfromwithin.com, with lots of free resources and video library and different tools and a free survey.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.